This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Said with enthusiasm.
We're getting good at that, guys.
We've only had years of practice. I don't even know.
Years?
Yeah.
At least
months.
Months? More than months.
At least a year?
You've been on the show for a year, right?
More than that.
A year and a half, right?
So years.
I don't even know, honestly.
I mean, I've been on since 20...
But how long have 19? We been doing the And We're Back for? Probably like 6 months, right? Seven?
More than that.
Yeah, I want to say way more than that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the raid?
March. We didn't start that in March.
No, but March of what year?
2021.
Mm-hmm. And it's 2023 right now.
Yeah.
So, that's about the time that I started doing Sundays, right? And then that sort of morphed into, well, what we have now.
Right.
And we've grown, sort of settled into this is the Sunday crew, except for when Richie needs to take his one week off per month, and we get Classic Day, Steve Classic in here. But, I mean, that is the Sunday crew. At least it has been for some time.
Yeah.
I'm sure things will change in the future. They always do, but, like, eventually, right? But for the moment, then it's a pretty solid crew. Speaking of things that are solid, I have been personally using Dash quite a bit because... Right now, in the cryptoverse, Bitcoin is having a problem. The transaction fees are through the roof, and now the transaction times are stacking up. I think Richie Rich said it earlier today. The tubes are getting clogged, so to speak, in Bitcoin world.
In Bitcoin world, mate, I don't even know that to be a fact. It just seems that way with people adding stuff.
It's happening because I made an actual BTC transaction at around 4:20 this afternoon,
nice.
And it still is pending.
Wow.
So you do the math.
Embarrassing.
Like, at max, recently, an actual BTC transaction would take 20 minutes, half hour, something like that. It's not unreasonable to wait for that kind of a thing for me for the transaction that I'm doing.
Feels unreasonable.
But it's certainly unreasonable. Now, one cryptocurrency I've never had that problem with at all, ever, is Dash. And I've been using Dash because they have an app called Dash Direct that allows you to spend your cryptocurrency at hundreds of retail outlets, Home Depot, chain restaurants like Applebee's, Chili's, that kind of stuff. Other restaurant fast food stuff, Panera.
Is it limited, or is it like any place where you can get a gift card?
It seems to be leveraging the gift card economy, and
okay.
So that's where they're doing most of this work. All the regular retailers, Walmart, Kohl's, stuff like that, you can shop at. Home Depot, you can actually use Dash Direct directly on their self-checkout. So the big screen, the touch screen that they have there, you get all your stuff, you scan it yourself, it gives you the total, you go, I want to pay with a gift card, and it goes, okay, well, your total is this. Scan this QR code. If you launch your Dash Direct app and choose Home Depot, scan the QR, it pops up with the exact amount. You just go, yep, that's what I want to do. It accesses your Dash wallet for you. You got to do a little confirmation step so it, nobody else is trying to rip you off. You got to put in your, PIN code or whatever to confirm the transaction. But, bam, it's done, just like that. I bought stuff at Home Depot recently using Dash Direct, and it was quick. I was surprised. I was like, looking behind me, okay, the line's not long. There's not a bunch of people just waiting while I attempt to do this, what most people would say is a convoluted, multi-step cryptocurrency transaction, or what you expect it to be, and it was way easier than that. As a guy, I mean, I'm a bit of a power user, so I probably get it more so, and if something went wrong, I might be able to troubleshoot or to get around it. But it went way easier than I expected it, and it was fast. The confirmations were instant, and the payment just went right through. I got my receipt and got the F out, and it was good. I say that because this hour of Free Talk Live is actually sponsored by Dash, which is digital cash. That's their slogan. It is designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases in some cases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented some really cool features to ensure it's undefeated in the most as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. And big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on air. You can visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. Again, visit Dash.org to learn more. If you are earning crypto or like I've recently interacted with some people who are they have a business and they are all getting paid in crypto. Their business accepts crypto and they are using Dash as well for not only supplies but for paying their people and that kind of thing because it is fast. It's without delay. You don't have to worry about the transaction fees or the transaction times. It just works. So Dash.org. At any rate. We do want to talk about, what was it? Oh, pasta. Right. Right. Something really baking my noodle. We'll just start here, and then we'll get to your calls. This is from ABC News. Hundreds of pounds of pasta dumped near New Jersey stream. Authorities in a central New Jersey town say they're no longer noodling over the mystery of how hundreds of pounds of pasta were dumped near a stream. This is in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Authorities say they're no longer... Yeah, we already said that. Old Bridge Mayor Owen Henry, never trust a man with two first names, said Friday that the pasta, including spaghetti and macaroni...
There you go.
Oh, okay. Like elbow? Okay.
Correct, yes. Not angel hair. Not angel, regular spaghetti. Okay. And elbow macaroni.
I do not like angel hair.
I love angel hair.
I do because it cooks faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, you know, when you're in a pinch.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this takes like 4 minutes less than regular pasta.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been hungry where like 4 minutes made that big of a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
At any rate, it was cleaned up last week by Public Works crews shortly after officials learned about the oodles of noodles. Isn't that a copyright violation to use that?
It must be. The oodles of jail.
Ramen.
Instantly.
Ramen.
Yeah.
Noodles have oodles of noodles as like a brand.
Is it? Oh. Couple
it is a yeah, it is a type of ramen.
You're shrinking, Richie Rich.
There it goes.
Wow, how old are you now? I know they say as you get older, you shrink.
Yep. That's still going.
It's like you're doing that fake "I'm going down the staircase" thing.
Yeah.
For those you can hear me, I'm shouting up at my microphone now.
For those
I thought
of you,
I traded this chair out and stole Nikki's good chair a long time ago.
Somebody like must have swapped him again.
Somebody.
I didn't do that.
Quote unquote.
Nobody. Yeah.
It wasn't
somebody.
Me. I didn't do that.
Who else would it have been?
Nobody.
Not me. Yeah, probably nobody.
Do you think he likes the chair that does that?
I don't know.
Probably.
Probably not.
He probably does.
He's like, this is fun.
It's the only time he ever gets to go down.
All right, we're gonna talk more about this pasta coming up, but first let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you are on Free Talk Live.
Oh yeah, I you gotta let me tell you about the super rats, and I can tie it to King Charles and pirates and all kinds of good stuff.
Sounds like quite the tale.
As far as the pasta brigade you're talking about here, the reason angel hair didn't end up in the river is because it's so much finer and it holds the sauce better. Right?
It's does not it?
Just yeah, it does.
Okay,
I'll take your word for it, Major. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. It's more widespread, so there's more surface area to absorb the sauce.
Oh, I think I remember the name of the perfect pasta. Cascatelli's or something.
Oh,
Google that.
Yeah, I know
have
what
you
you're
seen
talking
that?
About, yeah.
Have you tried it? Is it good?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Does it work?
Oh, maybe not. Nope, sorry. I'm thinking of something else. I thought okay. You meant the shape.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Have you tried it?
I think so, yeah.
Does it work?
You know,
what do you mean, does it
both
work?
Of
delicious.
You have... Both of you have magic rectangles. Why don't you put them to use?
Okay.
No, because I'm fairly sure, because the magic rectangle is not the issue. right? The cascatelli
because
is supposed to be shaped where it holds more sauce, is more forkable, so you can, like, stab at it. And one other criteria that maybe the magic rectangle.
Yeah, but you said you weren't sure, and so hence the magic rectangle.
Understood, but either way, if she's tried it, right, and I said, does it work? I mean, does
she
it hold more sauce?
She was also unsure, hence the comment about the magic rectangle.
Yes. No, I've had this pasta before. This is they rarely have this shape of pasta, but it's delicious, and it's the ultimate shape of pasta.
So it does. It's more forkable, and it does hold sauce better
absolutely.
Than regular pasta. Okay.
Major?
Testimony right there.
No, that's all I got on the noodles.
Try the cascatellis then, Major.
All right.
What were you
like, the company added like two new shapes all right, as well.
Let Major have a word.
Okay.
Well, he gets enough talking over by me and Peakless, and then I'm talking over him again.
This one's just for Richie. Earlier, you guys was talking about the scarcity of available women in New Hampshire.
Available libertarian women.
Available libertarian good-looking women.
Well, just available women, period, is pretty much what I'm
saying. No, there's a lot of ugly chicks around here.
There's ugly chicks everywhere, dude. But I'm talking about during the Obama years when you couldn't buy a job around here. I had to pack up my trailer and
move. Ugliest chicks ever, the Obama years.
No, just listen to me. So I had to go out west, right? And the joke was, there's a pretty girl behind every tree. Well, what they didn't tell you is there ain't no damn trees.
It was just Major hiding behind the trees, just like a girl, looking for other pretty girls.
No. That's a Dolly Parton joke. We'll not go there. But anyway, about these super rats.
Okay.
There is a hybrid version of rat, and it's evidently breaking out in major cities all over the world. They particularly announced New York and London.
Yeah, New York has a rat czar now.
Yeah, New York is full of rats.
That ties probably right back into what I'm talking about. These guys are getting resistant to the poison that we've been feeding them for decades. The poison that they've been feeding the rats actually acts as a blood coagulant. So it pretty much turns their blood into cottage cheese and they die. Well, somehow they've developed a resistance to this. I also remember this in the cockroaches back in, I think it was the late 80s, maybe early 90s. This also developed in New York. You'd be sitting there watching your TV, and all of a sudden there'd be fireballs and sparks, and 1,000 roaches had run out of the damn thing. They were eating the insulation off the wiring. Somehow they'd learn to survive on that. I mean, this is one of the oldest living species in the world.
Remember Joe's apartment?
Yeah.
Don't trust the Orkin, man. I'm telling you that. But as far as the rats, we never had rats in America until ships started coming here. Yeah. Rats are ingenious little buggers. Let's say you're in England or
They came over on the ships, right? When people started immigrating.
They would smell dinner.
Which is why we have to stop immigration.
They'd swim out in the harbor and climb up the anchor ropes.
Right.
And if you were moored to the dock, it was even worse. So, and we're right back to the Black Plague and fleas and all that kind of.
The Indians should have closed the border in the 1400s.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Well.
Those dirty Europeans, all of their disease.
Bringing over their alcohol. Making claims that you can actually own part of the earth instead of it's not owned by anybody and it belongs to all of us.
Well, think about what like the early Europeans did to the eastern tribes, trading smallpox-infested blankets, right? I mean, that's germ warfare.
I mean, that wasn't even the worst thing they did to them.
No, but it was pretty damn heinous.
Yeah.
Hey, Major, since you're in Michigan...
Tried your blanket for a scalp.
Since you're in Michigan, Major, I wanted to mention this one. I don't know which one of you guys brought this in for show prep, but...
Not me.
According to The Hill, Michigan School District bans backpacks over safety concerns.
Told you it wasn't me.
This is out of Flint, Michigan. Public schools in Flint are enforcing a policy banning backpacks, including those made of clear plastic material, amid concerns over firearms, weapons, and threats.
It's going to go back to the days where you have to carry your books with a strap, like the cartoons.
Oh my gosh, I've never even heard of that.
You never seen the cartoons where they're like, you know,
no,
like Huckleberry Finn and.
Well, I will tell you. I mean, I do not live in Flint, but I have been through there, and Flint is pretty rough. I mean, back in the day, I used to have a T-shirt, and it was so cool. Somebody stole it from me. He says, "I'm so bad, I vacation in Detroit." Yeah. That was like, think, you know, back in like 85 when Detroit was the murder capital of the world.
Oh, man. Conspiracy theory. This policy is to enhance school shootings because there's now a market opportunity for the bulletproof Kevlar backpacks. And if Michigan bans defense weapons, you know, defense devices like the bulletproof backpack, well, in a gun-free zone, not only can you not protect yourself, you can't fight back at all.
Yeah, and right, yeah, there are places that have banned Kevlar. Like, you can't wear Kevlar to school, for example, or anything that, you know, is resembling Kevlar.
But these backpacks were, like, devised because of the abundance of school shootings. Like, well, if you're going to get shot at, you might as well hide behind your backpack.
The Flint Board of Education voted 7-0 to ban backpacks for the remainder of the school year. The new policy allows small purses for personal items because, you know, you can't put a small gun in a small purse.
You totally can. I've done it before.
I know. Clear plastic bag. I was being sarcastic.
No, I know.
Hopefully you could detect a hint of it.
I could.
Clear plastic bags for gym clothes and lunch boxes all banned within reason, whatever that means.
So whatever the administration says.
Students will also be subject to searches. That's the real kicker for this policy that they're enforcing, is that now they're going to be able to search your kids as well without your permission.
Pull your kids out of public school. Immediately.
Garter holster. Think an administrator is going to feel up a chick's leg in school? Get away with it?
I mean, probably.
You might have a gun up there.
Flint Community School Superintendent Kevlin Jones said, "Things have changed, and it's the only way to move forward. For the most part, the majority of our families are putting in measures before something happens," he said. So, now everybody's guilty.
It's just kind of ridiculous to me, because how are students going to carry their school books and, you know, all of the things you need to go to school?
The old strap.
They just have to check out a tablet now and get books.
Probably.
Yeah.
They're probably doing that.
Schools caught up to tech that far yet?
Most have.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Flint, Michigan schools are not giving their students tablets. I don't know if that's in the budget for them.
If that's the case.
I don't think that's so, because they haven't even replaced all the lead pipes that they've been griping about for.
Yeah.
Remember that stuff?
Yeah.
They're still changing them out.
Yeah, so I doubt they have tablets for all of the students to check out.
If I were the students, I would protest and demand an end to all homework. Because you don't have anything to carry all the books in and all the homework back in.
And this is the real issue. In lower income areas, the, you know, the grade average are, you know, it's usually much lower than in wealthier areas.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just another example of these students, you know, kind of, like, this just isn't going to help students. You know what I mean? Like, this whole thing isn't going to help students to learn anything at school. Now they can't even have a book bag to carry their bag. I mean, that's not going to solve the actual issue. If there's, you know, threats of gun violence and bombs and stuff happening at school, banning backpacks isn't going to address the real issue here.
Right. Now, my question is, of course, are the faculty allowed to carry backpacks? Is the students only?
I don't know.
Yeah, the article doesn't say. Major?
No, you must have a briefcase. And in order to carry a briefcase, you must have a change of underwear in it, right?
Right. Yeah, because that's where you keep your briefs, in your briefcase.
Right? Yes.
Or if you're a boxer's dude, you've got a boxer case instead of a briefcase.
Or you could be a liar, I mean a lawyer.
Yeah, they're the same thing. I don't know why they're pronounced differently. Right. Hey, Major, thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
I saw a video while I was, like, doing my show prep, and it was a student who, like, pepper sprayed her teacher because he took away her phone.
Oh, wow.
And I might be in the minority, but I was like, you go, girl.
I mean, it's her property.
It's her property.
Yeah.
And he stole it.
Yeah.
He's like, give me my phone back. Go. Psh. Like, ah, now can I have my phone back? It's like, no. Psh. Oh, my God. It was great. More of that, please.
Oh, man.
Stop stealing students' property. You don't have to worry about getting pepper sprayed.
Regarding this backpack banning in Flint, Michigan, the new policy comes amid the ongoing debate and discussions of how to keep kids safe while in school. It was reignited after a gunman shot and killed six people, including 3 9-year-olds at a private Christian school in Nashville.
Okay, but that wasn't a student, so why is that relevant? A gunman? It sounds like it's somebody from the outside. Yeah, so, hey, let's take away all means for students to defend themselves. Yeah. Let's ban guns. No one can have a gun. You can't have Kevlar. You can't even have a backpack anymore. You can't have your cell phone. So if anything happens...
Apparently some lunchboxes you can't have as well.
Yeah, you can't eat. You can't, you know, they're probably banning water bottles too. So it's like they're just creating environments where there's a bunch of sitting ducks. They're completely defenseless. Teachers can't even be armed.
Right.
So why, if you are a deranged psychopath that wanted to murder a bunch of people,
yeah,
where is a better place to be than a school? And that's the real issue.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Yeah, what this is it's a bunch of people who are scared, trying to do something that ends up being ineffective and exacerbates the situation.
And if you're worried about it being the students, stop forcing them to go to school.
Right.
Where they get bullied and picked on and demeaned and
also,
degraded.
Also, why is a school in Flint, Michigan, or a whole county of schools...
Oh, because there's kids there.
Reacting to something that happened in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was because of the Tennessee school shooting?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a number of school shootings that they could have picked on. This happens to be the most...
So nothing even happened at this school?
Correct. This school, this county full of schools, so it's multiple schools in this one county, who are enforcing this policy of no backpacks as a result of what happened in Tennessee.
That, I just don't even understand how banning backpacks is going to stop school shootings.
It's not.
You know, like, I've carried a gun many different ways.
It's going to stop people from conveniently carrying things.
Well, I've never carried a gun in a backpack. That is, like, the one place I've never put a gun. You know what I've put in a backpack when I was in high school?
Drugs.
Books.
Oh.
Well, drugs, too. But books. Mainly books.
Books about drugs.
Books about, Pickle, tickle, whatever.
Contraceptives.
Maybe.
Right. Drugs. Booze, for sure. I've kept booze in a backpack in school. But I always tried to be economical about it because, like, your backpack's only so big. And, you know, beer won't get you drunk.
No, hard liquor. Come on.
So, you got to carry around a...
Like a real high schooler.
Yeah, like a real high schooler. So you're carrying around, like, some Jack Daniels. If you're,
you know, that Mad Dog 2020, or whatever it's called.
You mean Mogan and David? No, it's Mad Dog.
I'm an adult. I still carry a backpack.
I had a relative that called it. They thought it was classy. Like, oh, look, I've got some Mogan and David. It's like, no, you got Mad Dog 2020.
That is bottom shelf.
603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. We'll get to your calls. Plus more, including the pasta. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are still searching for a motive in Saturday's mass shooting at a shopping mall near Dallas. 8 people were killed, 7 others were wounded before the gunman, clad in body armor, was shot and killed by police. 2 members of the House Intelligence Committee say Israel and other Middle East countries want the U.S. to have a stronger role in security in the region.
There are serious threats in the area, and the United States should be playing a role.
Appearing together on CNN's State of the Union, Republican Committee Chair Mike Turner of Ohio, top-ranking Democrat Jim Himes of Connecticut, said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's greatest concern is Iran's push to build a nuclear weapon. The MTV Movie and TV Awards won't be airing live tonight. Instead, the show's being scaled back to a pre-taped format after host Drew Barrymore pulled out in solidarity with striking members of the Writers Guild of America. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We're live. We're on the air. We're on the internet. We're on satellites. We're intergalactic.
Planetary.
No, we're just intergalactic. Oh. I mean, we're on a planet, but terrestrial? We're not more than one planet.
We might be.
Extraterrestrial?
We might be being heard on one planet, but we do not exist on more than one planet that I'm aware of.
I might.
We may exist on more than one plane of existence.
I think we do.
We may exist in multiverses.
Mm-hmm.
But Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. No segue. As you perhaps already know, Ian Freeman, the founder of this show, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes. And he's facing up to 20 years in prison. If you've paid any attention to this show, you know that that's ridiculous, particularly for victimless crimes. We can argue all day as to if the jury was full of idiots, but that's not going to help or get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you, the listener, to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he has helped the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Tell your story. If he has helped you in some way, tell that story. Saying things about yourself that give your opinion weight with government will also be helpful, such as if you held a public office, if you worked in government in any way, shape, or form. Perhaps you are a former military person. These things would be something to mention. Ian is a selfless guy that has always tried to do what he thinks is right. It would be a tragedy if he has to spend any time in prison. We need these letters quickly, so don't put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get to write that address down, that's okay. All the info you need can be found at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com. All right, we'll get back into the pasta and possibly even the backpack thing, but we have calls to get to. Let's go to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, man.
First, I just have a comment. I don't think that banning backpacks is the thing that makes you finally realize that school is a prison. School has been a prison for a very long time. Because, you know, the corporations need good little workers to work all day long, and they can't be doing things like taking care of their kids or spending any time with them, so they have to stick them in a government school.
Well, and we need a place to brainwash the children, right? You know, we can't have parents teaching, you know, instilling their own values in kids. We need them to go to the government brainwashing center so they can in turn also be good little worker bees and, you know, follow the law and all of those things.
That's also why I'm okay when the prisoners fight back against the guards.
Never mind the fact that by the time they graduate, AI will be doing most of the work that they're being trained to do, so it won't even help them. But the fact is...
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, you're right. By the time the kids graduate, AI will be doing all the stuff that the schools might be, you know, if they could be construed as preparing them for any kind of job, those jobs will be gone.
Yeah, so it's pretty much just a way to keep the kids out of trouble so their parents can work for corporations longer and longer hours so they can pay their rent. Because obviously, you know, the demand for human labor is going down. The corporations will keep laying people off, and the people who stay have to work longer hours just to stay in place. You know, the Red Queen theory, as they say. Just run faster and faster just to stay in place.
Right.
So I just wanted to call in to talk about, you know, my evolution in my thinking, you know, left libertarian, as I often say. I say government works together with corporations, and there's many, you know, from factory farms to pharma to everything. And so the individual is constantly told that they need to medicate themselves downstream or they need to do something while the system constantly messes with them. So, I just wanted to say, I think there are two legitimate roles for government,
mm-hmm.
and the government should shrink to do just those two things. And I wonder what you think of that. So one...
Don't do either of them.
Yeah, the Sunday crew is probably far more anarchist than the other days. That's just my thought on
take this tripe to the Monday show.
But
we'll see. Well, let's hear it, though. Yeah, I want to hear it.
What the two things are.
I want to push back. Sure, I can have pushback. So that's why I called in, right? So one is mandating truthful disclosures. So in other words, they can't just lie to you. I think the government, I think, for example, with AI, the least we could do is to disclose if AI was used to create a photo that wins a contest.
Non-truthful disclosure is fraud. Fraud is already covered by the non-aggression principle, and you can adjudicate that without a government. Simple arbitration would cover that.
Well, whatever. You can call it not a government. Whatever system needs to use force in order to enforce companies that on a large scale defraud people. Okay? So that's one.
I disagree with that. But
which part?
Yeah. So
I think companies should be allowed to, you know.
Defraud people?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean.
Okay. Go on.
I just don't think it's the government's job to prevent that.
Right. It should be the consumer's job to make choices about whom they're buying from. And if that particular place has a reputation for defrauding customers, well, that's on you for choosing a place that defrauds customers.
But if you are then defrauded, I think you have a case And absent government, I think any arbiter would hear that case and rule in
favor. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But I just don't think the government, so to speak, needs to be involved.
If you were misled, I don't think it's on you to be like, ha-ha, you were stupid enough to be misled. So now you're out of luck. I think that...
Any of us has said that.
It would be on the companies themselves to act in a moral way. Or an ethical way, and if they don't, there would be enough competition for the companies to suffer, possibly even the end of their organization, their company, not corporation, their company, as a result of one infraction of fraud. And so competition is what sort of keeps that from happening and makes these organizations behave in an ethical and moral manner.
My view as a left libertarian is the opposite. I think competition punishes those who are too honest and don't bend the rules. And the banks and the companies that take the most risks and are the least truthful,
That might be your thought, but you can't actually say that in fact, because
he's correct under the current paradigm, though.
I have an example which would kind of disprove that. So say I'm a midwife, I have my own midwifery company.
Okay.
And let's say I suck. You know, I'm acting harmfully, I'm providing terrible customer service, whatever. Yeah. So I'm a bad midwife, right? And then down the street there's another midwife who's far better than I am.
Richie is midwifery.
Yeah. So Richie Rich, he's a better midwife than I am, right?
You should have used me as a bad one.
So that is competition, right? Like, there needs to be competition in the marketplace, because if I'm the only midwife you got and I suck, then I guess you're just screwed, right? But if there's competition in the marketplace and you could go to a hospital, you could go to a birth center, there's three different midwives you could see. In my point of view, the more competition, the better, because it forces me to be better. If I want to get clients, if I want to make money and support my family,
you got to raise your game.
Yeah, I'm gonna, even if I'm a great midwife, if there's somebody who's better than me, I'm gonna have to be like, okay, let's think outside of the box. What other services? How can I go above and beyond to give the best service possible to get more clients?
Right. Now, in the current paradigm, if you do such a kick-ass job that you're able to hire a bunch more employees and, mm-hmm. and you grow to, you know, a larger sized midwifery company, in the current paradigm, if you incorporate now, because you're taking on this legal fiction provided by government, because corporations are legal fiction created by government, suddenly you're getting an unfair advantage because the government is keeping your competition at bay for you.
Well, I would want to present the other side of this. I think it's very naive to think that competition will make everybody act better.
I would just go out of business if there wasn't,
No, you wouldn't. In fact, the opposite.
I want to hear your explanation, but I want to say one thing briefly. One of the things I think the left and the right, or the anarcho-capitalists and the anarcho-communists, or the communists and the capitalists, however you want to break those things down, can agree on is that humans are naturally greedy and will work to serve their own self-interest, right? And then if you hold that as a truth, and I think both sides do, then you structure an economic system where being greedy and serving your own self-interest happens to benefit other people. And I think that's where the left libertarians get it wrong and the right libertarians or the anarcho-capitalists get it right.
So let me lay out the case for needing to hold to mandate disclosures. Okay. And then I want to get to the second one, the second proper use of government, which is to make the companies that externalize the cost to society at large in order to profit, we need to use a non-market system to tax them. And I'll explain that. But before I do, I just wanted to address this. If you are a business person, often a lot of times you are faking until you're making. And what I mean by that is you go to party one A and you say, I have party B who's ready to work with us and they're awesome. And, if you join us, we'll make something great. And then
the Microsoft
says, oh, that's kind of cool. And then you go to party B and you say, I have party A that's awesome. And They want to work with us. In reality, you're stretching the truth constantly. You're not exactly... So the person is scrupulously honest, doesn't overpromise, and just tells exactly what they can do. Typically, this person doesn't grow. They don't get new business because consumers would like to sort of, you know, get more than they pay for, and the bar is constantly being raised. And so businesses are constantly incentivized to lie. And you could also see this with employees.
So if they lie, let's assume that they lie, but they deliver value to the customer. Where's the harm?
Well, the way I think of it is if they lie and they don't deliver what they promise, wouldn't word get around and you don't work with that company because they lied to me and they promised me A, B, and C and did not deliver on that?
No, because what I'm talking about is you're looking at, it's called survivor bias. So you're looking at a business that was able to approach person A and say, I have amazing partner person B. Approach person B and say, I have amazing partner person A. Turns out the people believed them and they turned it into a reality where everybody wins and that's cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
cool.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
It worked. They took a risk.
I mean, that's every.
And it paid off.
That's every purchase that anyone has ever made. It is a benefit to both parties. Otherwise, the transaction would not happen.
Right. Exactly. All I'm saying is, okay.
And you want the government to get involved in that matter?
No,
nobody wins.
The only example.
I want the government to get involved because if somebody lies, like for example, they say, you know, this thing is perfectly safe, right?
And it turns out that it is.
No, it's not. And then they make it safe later. So what I mean by that is, for example, of course, if it is, they're not lying. What I'm saying is, for example, Justin Sun, he created Tron, okay? And some people say, okay, he copied a white paper, and then he said he knew some guys at Alibaba. At the end of the day, he bought BitTorrent and then made something of his ecosystem, and it was cool. But what I'm saying is many businesses just straight up lie to you.
But is there harm? Is there someone who suffers a loss?
Well, yeah. Most of the time, it's a loss. I'm saying if
to
you
who?
Don't take a risk and you don't lie, you don't get ahead.
I don't. That's just not true, though.
I just
don't think that's true.
Are. People will expect what they expect. They get what they get. It's all truthful. But if you want to grow and get an unfair advantage, the unfair advantage can be obtained by lying. And banks that take the risks with your money and later tell you, whoopsie, actually we didn't have a risk manager or whatever, you know.
Well, now you changed the hypothetical because now you're saying that they lied and it didn't pay off. Right?
Well, that's the majority of the time it doesn't pay off. So here's an example. Okay, so
then we go back to the fraud. Right, you go like, hey, they lied to me, and I was financially harmed. I deserve to be compensated for it, and you can take that to any arbitration service that exists outside of the government paradigm.
Yeah, right? But the problem is by the time you've been harmed, the harm might exceed any resources of those people. Because remember, many people won't get caught. Some people will get caught. But if you like blow up a building, just saying, like, for example, if you do something harmful, it exceeds your ability to make people whole, then no matter what restitution you give, it's not enough.
Well, I mean, there's already ways around that. Insurance companies, for example.
Yeah.
Or when you enter into any sort of an agreement, a contract, in the contract you just stipulate, hey, we're going to have X amount of insurance for this particular thing, and if something goes awry, we're going to engage, Ricky Rich's arbitration service.
Well, what I want to know is how could, so with the example of someone blowing up a building, like obviously they don't have the funds or the means to make that situation whole. How would government be able to remedy that situation without stealing money from the tax, like using taxpayer dollar? Oh, you're out this amount of money.
I don't have the specifics of the case. So maybe help me out here. But I think something similar happened with like the Big Dig down in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One of the contractors used like subpar material in one of the tunnels. Right. And they went, you can't do that. And you have to go in and incur the cost to replace all the subpar parts that you use. And it was going to be like millions upon millions of dollars, like a hit to the company. And they went, okay, well, I guess this company is bankrupt. And then they formed a new one and bought the assets and, like, started back up again, but never had to fix their mistake.
Mm.
And then, as you said, Nikki, then it gets passed on to the taxpayers because
yeah.
it had to be fixed.
Exactly.
Right?
I'm saying government works with corporations. So as a left libertarian, I say, yeah, the government needs to be shrunk because it's helping the capitalist corporation.
Well, shrink it to zero.
Yeah, the government is a corporation, and that's why they allow businesses to become corporations, specifically to get a leg up on the rest of their competition. Corporations becoming,
and to limit liability.
Right. Becoming incorporated gives you certain legal protections that the regular dude doesn't get.
Right. Okay, so here's the second legitimate use of government, in my opinion. The market causes, there's market failures. Now, I
don't believe in market failures. I reject that premise.
If you're an anarcho-capitalist, you think that market failures are mythical unicorns that can never possibly happen. It's a bit like a religious belief, like, no, it can't happen. It's impossible. The market cannot fail.
The markets don't fail. Well, market players fail.
Let's define a market failure.
I'll define a market failure. So it's when the market is operating normally, as it should be, and it selects for the thing that harms the public at large. The reason that happens is everyone is harmed in the end. So the reason that happens is because when A and B do a deal, it's true that A and B are both better off. If they're rational actors, they're both better off. However, it comes at a cost to an external party. Let's call them C. So, for example, if I hire someone outside the United States, I pay them less. They're happy. I'm happy. But I didn't hire somebody in my own country. So what happens is that these costs add up. And so while it's true that A and B are always better off, there's always these external costs. Like, for example, if somebody decides to work 10 hours a day for a law firm, maybe they're happy, but they neglect their kids and so on. So what I'm saying is when you add up all those costs, it actually could be that the very people that made the deal, A and B, are external entities for some other deals, and eventually it just adds up and the whole society is actually worse off, even though in any individual transaction, the two individuals were better off.
So you have all these positive transactions and it ends up with a negative at the end.
Correct. It's called a downward spiral. So
it's not a downward spiral, though. It's spiraling up the entire time. Right?
No, that's not the point.
You aggregate all these positive transactions, right, and then mythically unicorn come out with a negative impact at the end of the math equation.
The negative is the exhaust. It's like, for example, so factory farms is my canonical example. Factory farming is when you externalize the cost of the animals. Like, oh, who cares about their, they're not moral agents. You could just totally torture them and keep them the whole life, in terrible conditions and give them antibiotics, make sure they don't get sick. The reason the eggs were so expensive is because literally 21 million chickens died from like avian flu or something like this. And then also the antibiotics are now causing the human immune system. Look this up. This was last month. The human immune system cannot fight off the superbugs anymore.
So all the personal choices that people made to buy factory farm chickens, right? You said your claim as a left libertarian is they're not smart enough to make their own decisions. We need government to step in and prevent them from buying products from stupid people.
They are making their own decisions individual self-interest. They absolutely, everyone is acting in their own individual self-interest. The farmer says, I can't survive giving my chickens regular feed and letting them roam around. I can't do that anymore. So in order to be competitive, I have to.
Competitive with whom?
Huh?
Competitive with whom?
With all the other farmers.
Okay.
So the other farms can cut costs. By
how are they able to cut costs, but this farmer is not?
Any farm can cut costs by abusing the animals.
Okay. So you're saying that the abused farm, right, the farmer who can then just go to the marketplace and say, hey, I charge a premium, but I don't abuse my animals. All those in the marketplace who are in favor of animal safety should buy from me, and all those in favor of animal abuse should go shop at
Farm B. They do that. They advertise it on the egg cartons. It's like, oh, here's the humane egg.
Let Richie finish.
And then consumers make a choice to go like, well, I'm broke and I can only afford abused animal chicken, so that's that's what's been my best interest. And people who can afford to buy organic food from Whole Foods, where the chickens are taken care of, shop there, and nary a government need interfere. My left libertarian dude.
There is no market mechanism.
That's the market mechanism.
Yeah, but we're seeing it now. It doesn't work. People will not.
It doesn't work in your opinion because you want to make decisions for other people. For people who are broke, it works because they get affordable eggs.
Why doesn't it work?
It doesn't work to end animal cruelty because
that's a left libertarian thing. He wants to protect the animals.
Which I think that's wonderful to want to protect the animals, but I just don't.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we're overlooking here is
with the market. You cannot protect the animals with the market. And moreover,
actually, I think you can, because I think right now we are seeing a dynamic change in the way these factory farms operate because of the social reaction to the abuses of animals. More and more products in the stores, at least in the last decade or so that I've seen, are now saying, hey, you know what, we don't...
Free range, organic.
We don't give any RV, what's the antibiotic I'm thinking of? RVT, or whatever it is.
Something like that.
You know, more and more of these products are doing things in a more humane way. They talk about how they care for the animals that they farm now, whereas they've changed their ways because of the public, the consumer's reaction to finding out that that's what these people were doing. Not a government reaction. In fact, if anything, the government itself allowed these things to go on.
And I am compassionate to poor humans.
Remember, as a left libertarian, I blame the government for helping the capitalists, for being in bed with the agriculture industry.
But this is one area you said that there's a legitimate form of government.
So I just think, so let's paint a picture. There's no government. Anarchy, right? So then there's no government to help these evil corporations, right? Isn't that right?
Well, there's not even corporations.
Okay, well, whatever.
So
businesses, whatever.
The corporations don't need the government's help. They can have their own armies. However, the government currently in this country, the government actually works to help the corporations. They have what's called gag
bills. That's why.
Yeah, that's like cronyism, whatever.
And the government, and you end the corporations. Keep the government around, you're going to have corporations.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much for the call. Feel free to call us again.
And
we appreciate it.
For the plight of poor humans, which is why I want them to have the ability to buy cheap products. Darn the animals.
603-283-6160. In the absence of government, what happens to your produce and your meat? We'll talk more about all sorts of things coming up. It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.